On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right. The Drive is live, and it is a reaction Monday, and the whole squad is in the building. As you hear Clint, who is just really venting, T-Mill in the building as well, and it is going to be a great week. Great week, great time here. Happy holidays to all, and we do have a reaction Monday. It does feel weird, fellas. Because there isn't a game being played, right? We're not coming off the game on Sunday, and it's, you know, everybody was off, and you got to watch the game. Now, a lot was affected on Sunday with the Texans, but it's a reaction Monday, a lot to react to, and I think the first thing to react to is D'Amico Ryans. He spoke earlier and was on In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and he said C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie remain in the NFL concussion protocol. When C.J. Stroud is out of the protocol, C.J. will be our starter. Both Stroud and Petrie are expected to clear and be able to play against the Colts. That's coming from Aaron Wilson. You heard that today, Clint. Any concern about those two guys playing, or do you think it's just timing of why they haven't been cleared?
Well, I'd like to think it's just timing, but I mean, I think when you're talking about messing with the concussion protocol and messing with a player's, you know, mentals, I think anything's possible. So yeah. I'll tune in. I expect him to start, but boy, I'm not going to feel real comfortable about it until they clear it and make it so.
Yeah, so that is the latest there coming from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as he spoke earlier today. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie remain in concussion protocol. But as we said, man, we saw him on the field on Thursday. I think that was a pretty good sign into thinking they would have from Thursday all the way up until Sunday would seem to be enough time with that. But let's hang in there on C.J. Stroud, Clint, because we believe that he will be back. And we now know from the coach, it wasn't a surprise to me. Now, there were some people who I think were being weird and delusional. But as we heard from the head coach, he said, when C.J. is out of the protocol, C.J. is our starting quarterback. And he will start. And I would believe if he's healthy and out of the protocol, he'll start Sunday. Are you looking at 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch? You can jump in on this too. Are you looking at C.J. differently now after this three and a half game stretch in which Davis has come in? They've gone 3-0, and you're looking at this team? Because when we last saw C.J., you know, you didn't know how you felt about this team and their opportunity to get to the postseason. Now there is a lot more excitement and feel and confidence on the potential of where this team could go when it comes to the postseason. How are you looking at C.J. now?
Well, I mean, how am I looking at C.J.? I don't know if there's any how I'm looking at him. I know there's I would say, some additional pressure on C.J. Stroud.
So you think there is? So you think there's some additional pressure right now on C.J. that was different from when we last saw him against the Broncos?
I mean, I think that the team is totally different. I mean, the team has momentum. The team has won three straight. We as a fan base, the coaching staff, the team, they've all watched Davis Mills have a fourth quarter where he put the Superman cape on. He did C.J. Stroud-type stuff and brought the team back. You know, he had a big time drive in the second game that he started, and they win the game, and then has a good couple of drives early enough and were good enough to get enough point 20-point half, first half. I mean, how many times has that happened with C.J. Stroud out there? And so I think there's some additional pressure on C.J. Stroud to play well. I think there's a ton of pressure on C.J. Stroud to play well and keep this thing rolling after Davis Mills seems to have gotten him on track and gotten some good things, got everything moving in the right direction. The protection's been better. Nico Collins' production has been better. The play caller's been better. It seems like they've worked out the running back situation where Woody Marks is getting more run. You know, Dalton Schultz, it wasn't a huge part of the last game, but the previous two he was a big part of. So it seems like things are moving in the right direction offensively. So, I think there's a ton of pressure on C.J. Stroud to play well and not let this momentum die and win games. Yeah, I think there's a ton of pressure there.
You know, you were saying this, I think maybe after game one of the first games that C.J. missed when Davis came in, and I didn't know if I agreed with that. Like, nah, man, it's like people are gonna understand, like, listen, C.J. Stroud is the starting quarterback, like Davis is playing against, you know, the Jags and the Titans, you know, and the Bills. Honestly, when you look at those defenses, those aren't the greatest defenses, and these were
Black Friday, more like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Winnable games. But now that we've been able to see how it has looked, and now we've been able to see possibly the best out of Nico Collins this season. We've probably been able to see the best out of Nick Caley this season in these last three games. I do think now there is a thought that there are going to be people looking like, yo, man, this should be better than what Davis did, right? Like, this should be something that is we should see even better than what Davis was doing. If there's a 20-point half, then that means, you know, with CJ and what he's doing, it should be even more than that. So I do think there is a little bit of added pressure with how things have shaken out over these last 3.5 games, and what not just Davis, but what the people around Davis has been able to do. The offensive line, you could argue, has played at its best during this time frame.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. There's absolutely no. I mean, it's not a CJ versus Mills thing. It's anytime any starting quarterback goes out, unless it's a guy that's won a Super Bowl or a guy that's been a 5-year Pro Bowler or a guy that's like viewed as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, like significantly one of the top quarterbacks in the league. When anybody that's not of that ilk in the league, when they miss 3 or 4 games and they're you know, sub the guy that subs in and plays for them, their replacement, actually plays well and you can say is the reason that you win one or more of those games, it's natural to say, okay, now if for some reason this other player enters the fold as a leader on the offense, as the voice and face of the offense, and the vibe's totally different, and you lose the momentum, and the players around them don't up their game the way they were with the other guy, it's natural to go, okay, hey man, there's a little doubt has crept in now. You know, this isn't as clear as it was, you know, 3 weeks ago where, boy, that was the guy. CJ was the guy, and it's undisputed, and there's no – and we're still at that point. But if for some reason this offense becomes a buzzkill all of a sudden the rest of the way or for the next 2 or 3 weeks, there is going to be some – it's going to get real noisy around the quarterback. It's going to get real noisy around the organization about the quarterback. You better believe that. I think it's human nature. And it's not about is one more talented than the other. It's about – what we as fans and what they as, more importantly, what they as coaches watch and feel. I mean, we've already heard D'Amico. The one good thing, I don't even know if D'Amico knew what he was saying or what he potentially was doing, but we've heard D'Amico come out and go, yeah, man, you look at Davis Mills' demeanor and how he's always calm, man, our team feeds off that.
Yep.
Our team stays calm. And I didn't even know this was ever going to be a thing because I didn't know CJ was ever going to get hurt. But you and I had – how many conversations did you and I have the first 6 weeks of the season about, man, this offense just looks overwhelmed all the time?
Yep.
Right? We had that conversation before ever knowing CJ was going to go out. And then Davis Mills come back in. And the one thing that the head coach says, like, critically or specifically about the offense is, yeah, man, we just stayed calm no matter what the situation was. And so I just think, Ron, that, look, people in the organization are gonna sense that and know that, and they're not gonna be able to avoid it if CJ doesn't hold up his end of the bargain over the next couple of weeks when he's back. So I think it's very real, man. There's some pressure on him to play well.
Yep, as I see coming from the text line, like I said, are you looking at CJ differently at this point, right? Are you looking at him differently than you did before? If you are, hey, I mean, and if you aren't, that's your opinion. On the deal, I see some people. Davis average is 20. What is CJ's average? Man, look at Matt Cassel, not a franchise quarterback. That's what Davis is. Mills looks like he has better knowledge of the playbook and better vision of the field. CJ hasn't played behind this protection or line combo before. He'll be fine. I think it's insane or silly to even have the conversation of who is the starter or who should be the quarterback here. I think that's insane. But I've seen this before. I've seen this before. Clint, right? Hey, Doug, look. All right, Davis threw on the cape against a playoff team in Jacksonville. Came down 29-10, made plays. Then came back the next week. I think it was an awful performance overall by the offense, but they go and get a last second win. He drives the team down and they beat Tennessee on the road. And Nico Collins is flourishing. Nico Collins is getting targets. Nico Collins is playing the best football we've seen him play since last year. And then if that drops, even though I think it's insane to even have the conversation, I could completely see how people will now look at this and just have there's a comparison now, right, Clint? There's a comparison to another quarterback that everybody understands is a lesser, except for Tony in Houston, that understands that Davis is a lesser quarterback than CJ. And hey, man, you can't be looking worse. And I don't think Clint people will really look at it and say, well, yeah, you are playing the Colts and the Chiefs the next couple of games. I don't think people will look at it like that. They'll be like, hey, man, they got 20 in the first half against Buffalo. What you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't. I mean, you look, Jacksonville and Buffalo, two of the three teams that Davis Mills beat are from a record perspective, better than Kansas City. You know, they're from a record perspective, they're going to be better than some of the teams that CJ is going to play. Not necessarily Indy this week, obviously, but they're you know, there's going to be some very easy parallels to draw. But I'm with you. I don't think it matters. I think when the proof is right there in the pudding and you're a fan and you're going to the game and you're winning games in dramatic fashion, you feel like you got a good thing. You got people out there that can't stand Nick Cayley talking good about Nick Cayley. You know what I mean? You got people out there talking about
you can't deny it, Clint. No, it is the best we've seen Nick Cayley.
Agreed. Right? And the flip side of that, Ron, is it's you're not going to be able to deny it if all of a sudden this offense is back to being a buzzkill, right? Even the staunchest fans are going to have to go, oh, well, let's, yeah, I mean, I see what you're talking about. So, yeah, they're, but at the end of the day, it's you know, you hope this is a moot point. I mean, at the end of the day, if CJ goes out there and does what he's capable of doing, nobody ever looks back. But the truth of the matter is there's pressure on CJ to go out there and play well and put all these types of conversations to bed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.